holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The very things that you're trying to receive, you don't have them because you don't ask them.
Be Holy.
All right, back with Be Holy this week. Where are we?
James chapter 4.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Mm-hmm. Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members?
So the only reason people fight against each other, well, the brothers and sisters of God, you know, the brothers and sisters, the children of God, the only reason we would fight against each other is from what? The lusts and what else? What was in our members?
War.
Hmm. The reason you fighting with that choir director, because you want the position and you want to lead all the songs. You want to be the top musician. Why? Lust and war is in your heart. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Ye lust and have not.
Hmm.
Ye kill and desire to have.
Hmm.
And cannot obtain.
So you do all of that war and you still don't get what you're trying to receive. You can't even take it. Hmm. Go ahead.
Ye fight in war,
mm-hmm.
yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
So even down to spiritual gifts, you have not because you ask not. The very things that you're trying to receive, you don't have them because you don't ask for them. Yet you're trying to lust after them and to take them. That's what war means. Somebody's taking something against another person's will. Hmm. We do this in church, huh? Is that what it is? God's people don't do that in church, but those who pretend to be God's people, you sit there and you war against each other. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to lust after what somebody else has. That's not what you're supposed to do. You don't listen. You don't have your own wife because you didn't ask God for one. That don't mean you go and take somebody else's. Just because she looks nice on his arm. That don't mean that you go and take his wife. That don't mean that you go and take her husband. Hmm. You don't have your own because you didn't ask for it. You got to ask God, and God will give you what you need at the appropriate time. You don't need to war over it. You don't need to lust over it. All you need to do is ask God. That's all you need. Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Ye ask and receive not,
mm-hmm.
because ye ask amiss.
Hmm. You ask the wrong way. There's something wrong with your asking. Go ahead.
That ye may consume it upon your lusts.
Hmm. That you may consume it upon your lusts. Okay, now read that from the NLT.
And even when you ask, mm-hmm. you don't get it because your motives are wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure.
So your motives aren't right. You're not asking for that thing that people might be saved, or that it might save your soul, or that you stay away from sin. That's not what you're asking for. You're asking it for your own motives, which are wrong. And so therefore God won't give it to you, because you're asking the wrong way. Okay, you can go back to King James.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, mm-hmm. know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
Now, what did Jesus call them? Or what did God call them? The Spirit who gave James the writing. What did he call it?
Adulterers and adulteresses.
Adulterers and adulteresses. Is that offensive? Yes, it is, because it's true. He called them that because that's what they were. Read on.
Whosoever, mm-hmm. therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
See, you can't love God and the world. That's what you can't do. See, if you're supposed to be married to the Lord, you're supposed to be married to the Lord. You can't be married to the Lord and to sin. See, because when you're married to sin, then that means you have two spouses. You got the Lord, and then you got sin. And so, you know, when you, according to the scriptures, if your husband or your wife is still living and you go remarry, and that was your first marriage and you were their first marriage, and they're still living, but yet you divorce and you go out and marry someone else, that's called adultery. So we know God is still living. Now, when you married yourself unto the Lord, God made you with him. And so now you're turning back to sin. And what did he call them?
Adulterers
and adulteresses.
Right.
That's what they are. And so when we, as the children of God, when we call ourselves saved, when we obey the word of God, and then we take a chance and go right out there into sin, we are called adulterers. Just like when, you know how the Ten Commandments, it says, commit not adultery. Do not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's what it's talking about. Not only is it talking about the human being adultery, but it's talking about spiritual adultery. You can't serve God and sin. You can't serve sin and love God. You just can't do that. Or you will be an adulterer or an adulteress. That's what you are.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
But he given more grace, wherefore he saith, God resists the proud,
mm-hmm.
but giveth grace unto the humble.
So how many of y'all proud? I know you were proud last month at the pride parades across the nation. He does what to the proud?
Resist.
He resists the proud. The proud don't get in. You got pride, he resists you. He'll resist you. That's why when we tell you to step out of sin, and you step out of sin, that means you're putting down pride in everything. You're putting down the pride. But when you stay in sin, that pride wall builds right up, and God resists those who are proud. He'll resist them. So you can't be proud and asking God for things, because he's going to resist you and the prayer. That's why you don't get what you're asking for, because your motives are all wrong. All wrong. And we got to fix that. We as the church, we have to fix that. These books, the Spirit is speaking to the church right here. It's not talking to sinners. It's speaking to the church. And if that was happening back then, it's got to be happening now. And the same thing applies. We can't serve God and sin. We have to step away from God, or we have to step away from sin.
Verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
So, submit ourselves to God? Or do we submit ourselves to sin and ask God for forgiveness later? What does it say? Submit yourself to God, to the Spirit. Submit yourself to the Spirit. Go ahead.
Resist the devil.
Oh, so we can't play with the devil. It says resist the devil. Resist sin. Submit yourself to God and resist sin. That's what you do when you come to get saved. See, you guys, most of you, get out there and talk about, well, God understands my heart. No. The heart is deceitful. Who can know it? God knows your heart is deceitful and greasy. Like we said before, it was greasy. And so if your heart ain't right, God ain't trying to understand that. All he knows is that he came from heaven and died on earth to take away sin, and yet you still waddling in it. Not that you don't know better. You know you're not supposed to be in that sin, and you continue to stay there. God is not happy with that. He is not pleased with that. Go ahead.
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
No, keep playing with the devil, and he'll walk away.
Resist the devil.
And he'll walk away.
And he will flee from you.
Yeah, he will run. He won't just walk. He'll run. That's how I know. The more we talk on this radio station, the more we talk on social media, the more we talk on the internet, the more we talk in YouTube and everything else, the more we talk in these places, the devil can't remain where we are. We know that. If we're resisting the devil, he got to flee. That's what happened in the scriptures. The apostles would show up into a city and start talking about what God says and then resisting the devil and doing miracles and casting out devils. And what did the devil do? He would leave. So the only reason the devil is in your house is because you're not resisting him. That's the only reason he's there. You're not resisting him. You're not resisting him. Something else is wrong. You have to resist him in order for him to flee. That's what God said. I didn't write this and I didn't make it up. He said to resist, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and the devil will flee. He can't stay where the word of God is. But if you don't have the word of God in your house, the devil will sit right there.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.